It's 19 past nine with George and Paul. Real estate agents don't always receive the best rap. Now, that's about the understatement of the century. There's a new book out called Real Estate Uncovered, a probing look behind the facade of Australia's property world. It reminded us of snakes in suits, what's behind the suits and the sunglasses and the handshakes and the slimy smiles.
Gee, that's a good name for a book, isn't
yeah,
it?
Snakes in Suits. Mm. Yeah, fabulous. I've got it's a good read, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, one thing I do like about this this new book by Peter O'Malley is the foreword is by Neil Genman.
Yep.
And Neil Genman, of course, we've had on the program
many times, several
occasions. Yeah. And Neil Genman wrote the book, what's it called? Don't Sign Anything, which is also a very good title as well.
Very good book.
Lots
too.
Of good titles flowing around here. Yeah. Peter O'Malley, the author of Real Estate Uncovered, is with us. G'day, Peter.
Yeah, good morning, George.
Good morning, Peter.
Okay, Peter, the general population, our listeners this morning, mums and dads, people buying, selling, what is it they don't know?
Real estate agents have got the bad rap that you refer to, mainly because agents are known to overquote the selling price to the home seller in order to get the listing, and then to get the buyers along to the auction or to partake in the bidding process, they do what's called bait pricing, which is put out a lower price than the owner's prepared to accept to the marketplace to attract buyers. And then what you've got is you've got two groups of people that are essentially lying to each other. The seller thinks they're going to get above market price. The buyer is hoping to buy below market price, and then the agent aims to engineer a transaction from there.
Yeah, that's also known as, or part of that is conditioning, isn't it? When they quote, you say, $1 million, and you say, gee, that's a good price. Next thing, you get a phone call a week later, look, we have to do this by law. We've had an offer. I know it's ridiculous. They've offered us $500,000. Oh, not taking $500,000, but what they're really doing is conditioning you down.
Very much so, Paul, and I believe you worked in real estate and you were horrified when you saw the training that went on in the industry in regards to conditioning. Is that right?
Oh, that was back in the mid-'80s when sort of anything went.
Yeah, it was kind of the same now. What conditioning...
Hang on a minute, Will. You're saying it's the same now. Some of the stories Paul's told me would curl your toenails. Are you saying it's pretty much the same?
Conditioning is rampant in the marketplace, George, absolutely. Yep. And what conditioning is where... the agent praises the home prior to being rewarded with the listing. Mm. And once they've received the listing, they've obviously got an overpriced property in many cases, and they need to bring the price back to market price. So they bombard the owner with bad news to drive the owner's price down to where the market price really is.
Peter, it's puzzled me for some time. Why is it always the real estate agents that have got the upper hand here? Why can't the sellers... put their house out there and let multiple real estate agents try and get the sale for them?
There's nothing to stop them from doing
it. Because they all try to make you sign some document that signs you up to them exclusively for 6 months or whatever it might be.
That's correct. And what I do say in Real Estate Uncovered is you should only sign a short agency agreement. And that is one of the very best ways to control the real estate agent as opposed to having the agent control you.
Yeah, an exclusive for about a month or something.
Yeah, that's correct.
And Peter, as we have limited time here, as you'd understand, can we run through a couple of the quickies if you don't mind? What's the best time to sell your house?
The best time to sell your house is when you're offered the right price. And there's a lot of
Come on. That's a real estate agent's answer, that is. I mean, really, what's the best time?
Well, there's many furphies in the marketplace, and probably the largest furphy around timing is that spring is the best time to sell.
Yeah.
And the thing about spring is everybody puts their property on the market in spring, therefore creating extra supply. And what you'll find is quite often at awkward times of year, like around Christmas or in winter...
School holidays...
When people think maybe you can't sell in this market and therefore all of the sellers go to ground, those homes that are on the market do particularly well. This year, for example, we saw, and I think everyone would agree, we saw a near boom happen during an election campaign.
Yeah. All right.
Now, conventional wisdom is election campaigns are bad for the property market.
Is it better to auction or just to come to an agreed price?
Look, I'm in favour of a tender-style process called silent auction. Mm. The thing I don't like about public auction is it's a transparent bidding process, and your best buyer might be prepared to pay $50,000 more for your home than the next best bidder, but if they see their competition drop out $50,000 below their maximum price, they're not going to give you that extra money.
Now, people, generally speaking, aren't selling houses all the time. It's something you don't do very often in your life. How can you trust the real estate bloke?
Look, I think you have to control the real estate bloke, so to speak, George. I what I'd say is you need to trust the real estate agent on two levels. You need to trust their integrity and you need to trust their competence.
Yeah, but it's somebody you don't really know. You've got a real estate agent, you've got a house to sell. How do you know whether you're being... Because they're pretty slippery. I mean, you've said that yourself. And some of the stories you hear, how can you put your faith in the real estate person that's going to sell your house to know that you haven't been conditioned or they've lowballed you or something?
You need guarantees in the agency agreement that you can cancel the agreement if you're unhappy and or you are being conditioned.
Yeah.
And the shorter the agency period... the more likely it is that the agent will toe the line because they know they can be fired on day 31.
Right. Yeah, and having said all that, not all agents are crooks. No, I did business with a bloke about 18 months ago, and he's the straight up-and-down bloke you'd only meet once in the
And what about, I got one more for you, what about the advertising? Is that a way they rip off the home sellers?
It's a way they get the owners to unnecessarily overspend, and we've clearly moved into the digital age, yet many agents are going out there still today in the digital age telling homeowners they need to spend massive amounts of money in print advertising to reach buyers.
It gives them high profile in the papers, doesn't it?
And that's why
absolutely.
They do it.
And also, if they've got buyers for a particular property, why are they taking advertising when the deal could be done easily?
Exactly.
Well, they're looking to build their brand up. And
absolutely.
Yeah, but it's not about their brand. It's about selling the house.
It should be about selling the house.
Yeah,
but if you go to the real estate agency's training, and it says this in Real Estate Uncovered, agents proudly say to each other at seminars, I want other people to pay for my profile.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Peter, interesting. Thank you very much. Your book is available in the good bookshops and the bad ones too?
Indeed it is, George.
Okay. Good on you, Peter. Thank you.
Good on you, Peter. I'd recommend it to everyone.
Peter O'Malley, the book is called Real Estate Uncovered, A Probing Look Behind the Facade of Australia's Property World. All right, it's 25 past nine. George and Paul on 2UN.
Sydney's 2UE.